Okay, for this week, I put out a piece in the Sichas Musar, but as we'll see, besides what you would see on the piece itself, there's Yisayid for Nach that comes from here. So let me begin with the Gemara. The Gemara talks about being Mevatel and Avodah Zarah. I mentioned numerous times that if you're walking in the street and you find some diamond and gold tzelem on the ground, you should give you directions on how to cash in on such a something you find. Do not pick it up and acquire it. If you do, you'll gain a mitzvah saseh because you could destroy it, but you have no opportunity to make money on it. And David HaMelech chose to not destroy it. Rather, David was not kain it, and he waited for a guy to come along and be mevatel. Now, when you learn this amid, you see it's not so easy. How do you get a guy to be mevatel it? It says if he spits on it or even urinates on it, it's not a bittel. He has to do something to break it or dent it or do something, kind of stomp on it or maybe break a diamond off of the tzelem in order to be mevatel it. So it's not so easy as it seems, but that's what you need to do. The guy has to do some destructive thing to it to be mevatel. What? A cross that they dive into, they bow to. If it's just a diamond necklace, it's necklace is not. Something that reminds them of the Avodah Zarah is not an Avodah Zarah. Something that they actually do whatever it is, they pray to it, so that has a din Avodah Zarah. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that the bittel has to be a real bittel. Now, the Gemara asks, why is spitting at it or urinating on it, why is that not a good bittel? So the Gemara brings a pasuk from Yeshaya that says that even though the Goyim get disgusted at their Avodah Zarah and they curse it and get angry at it, but still El Eretz Yabit, they come back to it. Even when they spit it, they express disgust at it, they come back to it. There's a problem, because if the pshat is that the guy gets disgusted at it, he spits at it, he's mevatel it, and then he calms down and he takes it back, sort of like his wife, right? He gets angry and then later on he takes it back. So the Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says, if that's the case, so when he spits at it, he's mevatel it. So grab it before he takes it back. As long as he's spitting on it and being mezazel in it, it should become mutter at that moment. So grab it then, and then it's mutter. If just because later he comes back to it, that doesn't mean the bittel's not a bittel. So we see from here, he says, and this is one of his themes in many places in the Sefer, he calls it ha'ar v'achayshech ha'mishtamshim v'hadadi. Now, human beings are strange. We do opposite things simultaneously. At the same time that he's being spinning at the Avodah Zarah, he's hedging his bets and also believes in the Avodah Zarah. That a person does one thing, he's capable of it. At the same time as doing one, he's capable of doing something else. That's Reb Chaim Shmulevitz is his side. It's not separate. What? See, the question is, why do you need permanent? If urinating on it is bittel, so who cares? So it says, Kash is, even though you can return to it, as long as he doesn't return to it, at that moment, the yid should grab it, rock akbar, and hishta b'faneha, so pick it up then. Grab it then, it's already mutter.
Real bittel is impossible to return to. Real damage.
Why? People have a vatel and come back.
If you make a hole in the
Avodah Zarah, if he makes it, and then he goes back to it, he bows to it again. It's a new Avodah Zarah. Okay? But from the Gemara, it's Mukhruch that it never becomes mutter. It says, Rakat ba, Hishtim b'faneha, it's already mutter. It's still Asr. It never becomes mutter, not for a minute. That's his Yisai. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explains, he gives an example by Eliphaz. Eliphaz comes to kill Yaakov because he has a mitzvah from his father. So Yaakov says, take my money, ani chashev kemes. So when you learn it, you think, like, this guy was really serious. He's l'shem shemayim, he has a mitzvah of kibbut aveim of his father. You know, he tells him, we're the b'nei Esav, we're very into kibbut aveim. he really means it, that L'shem Shemayim Kibbut Aveim, he's going to kill Yaakov? So Chai Shulava says, yes, that's the way people are. People are that way. They're simultaneously doing rishis, and at the same time have some type of another cheshbon L'shem Shemayim, and that's his yisoid, the or v'choshech ha-mishtamshin barvuvya, that it really is that way. That people are capable of mixing the two, of having a L'shem Shemayim cheshbon, even when they do rishis. And unfortunately, sometimes we see it that way. What? It's exactly the same as Tevel L'sheretz B'yada. It's the same thing, right? It's Tevel L'sheretz B'yada. He does truv and he keeps on doing avodas. I mean, this is his sort of his klal, and he brings it out in a halachic way from this gemara. Now, I want to mention to you something else that he talks about here, that it's a milsa de tmiya in Nach. Very often on Parshas B'shalach, people ask me a question on the Haftarah. When the Haftarah is a story, people sometimes have questions. Most weeks it just goes quickly, although this week is Shkolim, is again a story. But the people ask me, what's this business with the Bnei Yisrael? It's such a strange thing that if the Sisra runs away, the Vayera is doing battle, and Sisra runs away, so the Pasuk says that he runs to the tent of Yoel, Eshes Chever Akeni. He runs to the tent of who's Eshes Chever Akeni? These are Bnei Yisrael. He says, Kisholoim ben Yavim Melachotzar ben Beis Chever Akeni. There was peace between the Bnei Yisrael and Sisra's Yavim Melachotzar's Melach. Like, what's going on? The Bnei Yisrael, they were Megayer. They were Megayer, right? The Ramban says they were Megayer ready in Parshas Yisrael. Rashi says, yes, sir, the Eder Avav, because he was Megayer. So what's going on here? Whole Klal Yisrael is in a battle with Sisra. And the Bnei Yisrael are not. It's just a very strange thing that we find through a few places in Nevi'im Rishayim that like the Bnei Yisrael were their own separate group somewhere in Klal Yisrael. Now, in the beginning of Shoftim, it says Bnei Keni Chaysim Moshe Olu Mirat Marim that they gave Eretz Yisrael is divided into 12 Shvatim. Which Sheva was Yisrael from? Trick question for midnight. Which Sheva was Yisrael from? It's a Ger. A Ger doesn't get a Chelik. So where did they go? So the Pasuk says they got Doshnosha Yerichai. They got the outside area of Yerichai. They got it for 400 years. It was reserved. They didn't know where Yerushalayim would be until 400 years later. So for 400 years, they set aside a piece of land that when David HaMelech will come along and reveal where's Yerushalayim, they're going to have to take Yerushalayim away from the people that got that chelik. Right? So it was divided. There were people from Shevet Yehuda who got Yerushalayim. That was their city. Now when David goes to build the Beis HaMikdash, there are going to be families that are going to lose Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is Neschakel L'Shvatim. It belongs to all the Shvatim. What are you going to do with those people? So Yeshua already set aside Doshnasha Yerichai, one area, the suburbs of Yerichai, that would belong to whoever gets displaced from Yerushalayim. Now that's, I'm not telling you a chiddush, that's what Rashi says here in Shaifta. So what are you going to do with the land till then? So till then, they gave it to the Bnei Yisrael. That the Yisrael, for 400 years, could live there, 440 years, that they could live there and use it as their land. So Yericho is in Eretz Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael are living among the Jews. What happened to the Bnei Yisrael? Why are they making separate peace with Melechotzer? We find one time when David goes to battle, he sends a message ahead to the Bnei Yisrael, get out of the way, don't mix into this Muhammad, you shouldn't get hurt. What's Bnei Yisrael? What's special about them? The cousins, but Bnei Chever, isn't Chever one of the names of Yisrael? What? They gave him the land. Okay, Kabbalah and the Kabbal, I don't know. there's such a Kabbalah, and fly with me. They let Goyim move into Eretz Yisrael. They gave him a part in Eretz Yisrael. If it says such a thing, it says such a thing. I don't know. But I'll tell you my understanding. Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz writes elsewhere that Yisroi had a shita in raising a family. Every shevet had its own mahalach. You know that there were 12 mahalachim, the 12 shvatim. Every shevet had Yisachar Zvulun, it's famous. They had their own shitas. Zvulun was to support Torah, Yisachar was to learn Torah. But every shevet had its own mahalach. Yisrael's shita was to raise children, not with emunah pshuta. We raise children with emunah pshuta. You raise them, you teach them there's a God, teach them there's a Torah. Mitzvah Hashem, they get old enough, they'll be ma'amik and they'll understand the imkei ha-Torah. But that's not how you raise children. Yisrael's shita was to raise children with emunah metei chakira. Emunah that comes from exploring, from understanding other avodah zaras. That's why Vayayel Moshe, that he made Moshe Rabbeinu swear that his first child, to give his child to Avodah Zarah. What does it mean to give his first child to Avodah Zarah? He meant that you'll raise your children, expose them to Avodah Zarah, and they'll look into it, they'll see it's silly, and then they'll come to the Rabbeinu Shalom, just like Yisrei did. So Yisrei's Shita was a Shita of Emunah Matei Chakira. That's how he's going to raise his children. And send them to yeshivas, and in the yeshivas they're going to teach Avodah Zarah, and they're going to teach the Buddhas and the Hindus. They're going to teach everything, and from Emunah Matei Chakira they're going to come to Mahakaras Hashem.
Which way is Mashrish more Emunah?
Well, somebody who comes to Hakara Matei Chakira is obviously stronger than someone who comes to Emunah for Emunah Pshuta. But it's not for everybody. Not everyone has the intelligence for it. It could be thorough, but it's not the same as Yisrael, who explored all the other Avodah Zarahs and abandoned them. You're right. It's our yeshivas don't run that way. We don't run yeshivas that way. Emunah Matei Chakira. You know, the Rambam writes Emunah Matei Chakira. The Rambam holds up. He says it's not for noshim, kitanim, and mechusari aseichel. That's who he groups together. The Vaisas Noshim are not Mechusari Asechel, right? Because they're separate. So it's not for people that don't have the ability to be Ma'amik. But the point is, if you mekabel such a thing, that Yisrael had his own yeshivas. Klal Yisrael didn't send his yeshivas. They were segregated. Yisrael had this shita of Emunah Matei Chakira with which he raised his families. And in Meila, there's a Havana of a separation between Klal Yisrael and Yisrael. We're not going to raise our children with Yisrael's type of yeshivas where they teach Emunah Matei Chakira. Memela, there was a separation between them. Now this is the aside which explains why Yisrael and the Bnei Yisrael for hundreds of years were in Eretz Yisrael. They were Jews. Yoel, by all accounts, was a Bas Yisrael, say the Yid, but the Lamaisa, she wasn't mixed in with Klal Yisrael. They had a sort of a separate confederacy of their own. Now, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz writes that in a piece called Eved Hashem. In this piece, he adds that even that Yisrael wanted to raise children with Emunah Matei Chakira, was also an irvuv of Arva Chayshach Bahadadi. No, it's not right. It's really not the right way to do it. But Afal Pikein, Yisrael, like all human beings, a person doesn't want to admit that his mistakes were mistakes. A person likes to find a good way to explain things he did. Nobody wants to back off from something that he did in the past. Ovid Inish Lachzuke B'Dibure, the Shach says in Hilchos Eidos, Ovid Inish Lachzuke B'Dibure, if someone says the Eidos in Bezdin and he messed up, he tries to fix it. I mean, you can only see it by our president. He says the most absurd thing that makes no sense. Instead of saying, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, he digs himself into the hole more. It's mamish, it's done that you should understand. You know what I'm talking about? Ovid inish lazuke b'dibure. Like, he can't let go of it, so he's mazik himself. So the Chiddush of Chaim Shmuel Levitz writes here is that even that hanhag of Yisrael, the godless of Yisrael, But it's also an arva chayshach hamishtam shabaravuvia. It's also a person has to examine himself to know that what he's doing is right. And the bottom line of Chaim Shalevitz writes is hayaytzim edvareinu, he calls it, that even when a person works on asay tayv, and he works hard on asay tayv, his matzliach, his davening is good, his learning is good, the old chayshach, the old mistakes he has, he still has to get rid of. Just from the hisgabrus of asay tayv, the chayshach slips away slowly, but a person is still in danger to be mazik in his old ways. So akapanim, to me, it's chashuv to have this biur in this that happens in Nach all the time, and to have this hesber in the tev of a person is also a yisai gadol. A good Shabbos to everybody.